Well, I think I'd like to go to the back of this book and read some quite early poems. Here's a little one about my son Christopher, as he was, at the age of 5, when we were living in South Lincoln, Mass. One December afternoon, we had made a snowman, and when we were summoned in to dinner, he stood in the window weeping because we would not bring the snowman in and make him comfortable. This is called Boy at the Window. Seeing the snowman standing all alone in dusk and cold is more than he can bear. The small boy weeps to hear the wind prepare a night of gnashings and enormous moan. His tearful sight can hardly reach to where the pale-faced figure with bitumen eyes returns him such a god-forsaken stare as outcast Adam gave to paradise. The man of snow is nonetheless content, having no wish to go inside and die. Still, he is moved to see the youngster cry. Though frozen water is his element, he melts enough to drop from one soft eye a trickle of the purest rain, a tear for the child at the bright pane surrounded by such warmth, such light, such love, and so much fear.